Okay, I'm Mo Kafer, and I'm one of the owners of Roadhouse Restaurant here in Smithers.
Great. So the vaccine passport came into effect. Was that September 13th?
Yeah.
And I wonder how, in your perspective and what your staff are saying, how has the public's response been?
In all honesty, the public response has been pretty decent. People have been very supportive and very civil, which was a very, very welcome relief, I have to say.
Yeah. I'm delighted to hear that as well. And I know that you and a couple of other businesses in Smithers had kind of like a town hall. I think it was the night before the vaccine passport took effect. And I'm just wondering, like, if there were particular concerns that were being raised that it helped you prepare more for the 13th.
Well, so it was, we had just the restaurateurs had a meeting, and, you know, we all kind of got together just to hear what everybody's plans were, to kind of get on the same page as far as what our approaches would be, and even to share some information, because, you know, some of the restaurateurs had, you know, gone quite deep into what the repercussions would be and spoken to their lawyers to find out, you know, what we had, you know, what legal leg we had to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a sharing of information, and then we kind of all pitched in and said what our plans were. And, you know, there were some that didn't realize that they wouldn't even have to, or that they could have to have a vaccine passport because they're more like a takeout. They could be counter service. There was the option of suspending your liquor license so that you wouldn't be considered a licensed premises.
Oh.
And then you could go back into, and you wouldn't have to check the passports because apparently it's liquor that is the issue. So, you know, everybody kind of went away with, you know, some ideas and, you know, the security of knowing that the community, the restauranting community, was together on this.
I wonder, and like, you don't have to name names, but were there any restaurants that were saying, like, because a concern is that a lot of the responsibility is falling on the staff and the owners, the proprietors of the restaurant, whereas like you're not trained and you never thought that you would have to basically police the patrons come into your restaurant. So, and I've heard that there are some places where they've told their staff, and not in Smithers necessarily, but that they've told their staff, ask for it. If they refuse to show it to you, but they insist on sitting down, just do that because it's not worth the fight. What's the, like, what was the kind of response for how to protect your staff while at the same time enforcing a mandate?
Well, I can't really comment for anybody else in that, but it almost, from my point of view, feels like we've already been through the ringer so much that, you know, you don't want confrontation. And I certainly don't want to put my staff in the way of confrontation because, you know, they're just doing a job. And a lot of them, you know, the nature of the industry is that a lot of them are younger. You know, we have 15-year-old bus people working there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had originally thought that we would get a doorman or door person, bouncer type person to just go through it and take that onus or that responsibility or the risk off of the staff. And then mm-hmm. just feeling the, you know, feeling what it was like in the community, we thought maybe that was a little heavy-handed, so we didn't go ahead with that. It's Michelle, my sister and partner, and I have taken on the responsibility of that, and then if we're not there, our manager does it. So we didn't feel like it was going to, like after the first couple of days, we realized it wasn't going to be that much of an issue, and people aren't going to, nobody really made a stand on that. Nobody's confronted us.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
We have had a couple of people who have forgotten their ID or, you know, like there's been a couple of people who've tried to say, you know, well, we're Albertans and
we don't have that, so it doesn't apply to us, kind of thing. And but as soon as you just say, look, I'm sorry, just trying to keep my business open, they kind of go, okay, we know we're pushing the envelope here. I mean, I have heard anecdotal stories of people, you know, spitting and, you know, there's, I mean, it's out there for sure. But, you know, we haven't come up against it, and I don't really, I haven't heard of anybody just saying, like, leave them to it kind of thing.
Yeah. And yeah, this was about a restaurant, actually, a cafe in New Brunswick, actually, that I had heard about that, where they just said, we can't ask our staff to do that. So have, and so Roadhouse staff did, like, when this was like an imminent change that was coming, did you lose staff due to fear of that, or were your, did your staff stick it out and stay working with you and then have, and have up to and including since the vaccine passport?
Yeah, we have, we've lost nobody over this. No, I think our, you know, we have, you know, I feel like our clientele is respectful, and, you know, they're, you know, we have a lot of people that we know that come in there, and I hope that we make our staff feel secure, you know? So, I mean, all of our feedback from the staff has been good.
Awesome. Okay. Is there anything that I didn't ask, Mo, that you think is important for the listeners to know?
Well, you know, again, I would just reiterate that it's not the businesses choosing to do this. You know, if it were up to us, none of this would have ever have had to have happened. You know, we're only trying to stay in business, and it's been a tough slog. You know, our businesses have been through the ringer, and we've had to continuously pivot. And I know people have this sense of, you know, it's the government telling us what to do, and, you know, it's against our, you know, our charter of rights to have these things put upon us. But, you know, we're just doing what we have to do to stay in business. The repercussions for us are we could have huge fines, which nobody can afford. We can lose our liquor licenses, which is next to impossible to get back. And, you know, ultimately, we just want this to be over. So don't get mad at us for it. You know, we're just doing what we have to do to stay in business. And I do know that there has been some, you know, feedback from the town. You know, people have, we received a letter, you know, asking us to not uphold the mandate. And it's kind of like, well, you know, are you going to pay the fine? Are you going to get our liquor license back? Are you going to pay the wages of all the people that are working here? You know, it's more than just infringing on our personal rights. It's, you know, and I know that's super controversial, and, you know, I'm not here to stir the pot at all. I just want to get my head down and keep, you know, our business open and keep our people employed. Put food on plates and drinks and glasses, you know. We're not political. We're not a political forum. We're just a business. We're just people doing business.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that message, and I hope that people listen as well. And I am so happy to hear that you've not been experiencing aggression from patrons. I think that that's really wonderful. Thanks so much for talking with me today, Mo.
No problem.